Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, welcome to episode 567, which I'm doing live on Twitch. Oh my. Check it out, man. Today we're going to talk about AI, artificial intelligence in the metaverse, claiming that you can live to be 150 years old if you upload your soul into the metaverse. What the fuck? Also, shout outs and blank canvas. All right, here we go. Yo, and Capone in the building. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a whole different, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. And like I said, I'm on Twitch right now. And Ann Capone is up in here on another platform. And shout out to you, my friend. Make sure you go check him out on Wisdom. I saw your post the other day saying you're stepping out of your comfort zone. That's what I like to see. You know what I'm saying? Day one's in the building. Yes, sir. All right, here we go. Here we go. Now, check this out. I was doing a little bit of research. Yo, shout out to Papa Duck. I saw this on Papa Duck page. I don't know if y'all know who Papa Duck is or not. But anyway, you need to go check him out. And he was talking about, check this out. He was talking about the metaverse. They want you to get your avatar, right? Excuse me. They want you to get your avatar so that you can upload basically your soul into the metaverse, claiming that you would be able to live to be 150 years old. Okay. Now, we've seen something similar to this on Futurama. Y'all remember that cartoon Futurama when they had like Snoop's head in a jar and all kind of various stars? Is that where we're heading? Is that where we're going? Now, according to 72 the Architect, I need a new chair so I can sit up and have proper posture and have my microphone, you know, further away. But anyway, until I get my chair, I'm just going to chill like I've been doing. And for those of you who are listening to me on my main audio platform, make sure you come and check me out on Twitch, you know what I'm saying? Or any other of those platforms or the visual. Now, that's right. You can see the whole podcast IRL. In real time. IRT? In real time, man. You can see the whole podcast, man. You know what I mean? Now, with that being said, I think they're taking this avatar thing way too far. You know what I'm saying? There are so many different apps out there with avatars. You know what I'm saying? One in particular app that I used to be on. Man, avatars are crazy. Cut. Give me something else. There we go. Now, with that being said, how deep are you in to your avatar? Man, listen. When I was on this app, check it out, man. I was addicted to my avatar. You know what I'm saying? I was totally addicted to my avatar. I mean, I changed the shades, the hat, the shirt. Man, I even threw on a gold chain on there every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Now, with this being said, I have often wondered about face recognition. You know what I'm saying? Like these apps that you make yourself a cartoon or, you know, they scan your face and you see how old you are. What's really up with that? You know what I'm saying? What is really up with that? Is it to make it to where you're making your brand and product an avatar or a cartoon or whatever have you? Or are they just scanning your face for future data? You know what I'm saying? Like they were talking about in China earlier, the podcast I was watching, and he was saying that in China, they already have that. If you do something bad, you lose points. If you do something good, you gain points. Now, to me, that's scary. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Could you imagine? Let's say you had a little bit of road rage. You know what I mean? You had a little bit of road rage. You got out and you slapped somebody. So now they got your face and all this. They're going to take points away from you. And I do believe that that goes into your money. You know what I'm saying? So not only can you just, you know, relax and chill out, if you wow out, hold on one second. If you wild out, you know what I'm saying?
So easy. Is that all you got?
You're going to be in a bad situation now. If I'm not mistaken, that takes away from your currency. So by there being no physical money in your hand, you know what I'm saying? There's no physical money in your hand. You done went out there and acted a fool one day. So the government is like, shah, snatching your shit like,
let me get that.
Now, with that being said, how do you really want to prepare yourself when it comes to this AI stuff? Are you going to go ahead and just basically upload your soul? Now, a lot of people might be saying, how can you upload your soul? As soon as you turn that phone on nowadays, you've already uploaded your soul. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like when you wake up in the morning, do you grab that phone to see what's going on? I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I do, but I try to stay away from that shit. You know what I mean? But once I get in the car, going to work, I got to have it on. You know what I'm saying? I got to have it on. But anyway, here's my thing. Would you rather take the chance of uploading your whole soul, basically, up into an AI to where you can live to be 150 years old? Not in the physical, but in the digital. Now, to me, that shit is scary as hell. That's why I'm being consistent and going to continue to grind on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in one of my earlier episodes, I'm pretty sure in the future, they're going to be finding cell phones like crazy. You know what I'm saying? You won't have to plug it in or some shit. They probably just wave their hand, boom, and it'll come on. You know what I'm saying? The shit will just come on. And they'll be looking at you like, oh, shit, man, check this out, man. What's up with this? Look at this dude, man. This Al Capone, man. He cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? Yo, check this out, man. Mr. No Show. Oh, man, this Red Sable. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might find some other... No, I ain't going to do that. I was about to throw somebody under the bus. I ain't going to do that, though, man. I ain't petty like that. Nah, I ain't going to do that. But anyway, now, anybody that's out here live streaming, podcasting, vlogging, or anything like that, you are already building a legacy. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're not here anymore, somebody can always push play, you know what I'm saying, to see what you did. I got like, okay, this is episode 567 on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, eventually in the future, if someone, one of my family members, they could play a podcast once a day for a year. You know what I'm saying? Just play one a day. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's much better when it comes to touching someone's soul. Versus, I don't know, this metaverse shit is crazy. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So who's to say once you upload all that shit, you know what I mean? Once you upload all of that into a computer, then you're an avatar in this world. Do you know how dangerous this world is? People are actually getting like Ferraris, NFTs, and things of this nature, but they're costing the same as in the real world. Man, that shit crazy as hell. Now, with that being said, how would you do this? Would you really like to take the chance of basically uploading your soul into the internet? You know what I'm saying? Would you do that? I mean, artificial intelligence is going crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like they want you to have all these smart houses. They want you to have smart cars, smart, everything smart. You know what I'm saying? That way, they still have the opportunity to spy on you, basically. And with that being said, why would you do that? I don't know. Maybe it's the generation gap. Maybe I'm paranoid. I don't know, man. But I just don't trust this. You know what I'm saying? I just do not trust this. I mean, they're going to have your... Basically, eventually currency is going to be, you know what I'm saying, due to, here we go, currency is going to be like, you know what I'm saying, you won't be able to access it. You know what I'm saying? You won't be able to access that shit. Anything you do, any type of public behavior that you do, like I said, like they have in China, if you mess up, boom, they penalizing you right there. No need to take you to jail. Just take some of that money and lower his points. Now, I don't know if that comes to like, yo, I want to go to this restaurant with my family. Oh, hold up. You can't come in here. You've been acting a damn fool. So we taking these points away from you. You know what I'm saying? So the shit is really getting crazy. You know what I mean? But it's something to think about and something that's coming to the future, man. I mean, the shit is crazy. You know what I mean? All right, check it out, check it out. Like I said, I was stepping out of my comfort zone today, and I'm actually doing this live on Twitch, so, and other platforms as well. But if you want to follow me on Twitch to see the shenanigans that go down on the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Okay, this is live. I'm making a mistake right now, but it's cool. But anyway, you can check me out on Twitch. Man, I'm looking at myself. I'm reading the chat. It's pretty cool, man. It's a whole different atmosphere as far as stepping out of my comfort zone. But anyway, like I was saying, shout out time, man. I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat today. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to Ann Capone. I see him. I'm still learning how to navigate this chat. Someone else is in here. Shout out to you. Also, I want to give a shout out to 72 the Architect and Mr. No Show from giving me a sound check. You know what I mean? Giving me a sound check. Getting my levels right and everything like that, man, because I was just tripping, man. I didn't have the shit hooked up right. You know, when you do everything yourself, sometimes you get in a rush, but it's always good to have somebody who has your back. You know what I'm saying? And also be on the lookout for Blank Canvas. That's right. Blank Canvas with Mr. No Show and 72 the Architect. They come on Tuesdays, and I'm with them guys on Saturday. So make sure you check that out, man. We got a lot of good content for you. Deep topics. You know what I'm saying? Not like me, man. Like when I do my thing, man, I do my thing, man. I think about that old Dr. Spock and Worf conversation. No, I'm just messing with you. Just messing with them, man. They know what it is.
Is that all you got? So easy. Is that all you got?
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, like I said, this is going to be a very, very short podcast.
Is that all you got?
You know what I'm saying?
Cut. Is that all you got?
Cut. Hey, I'm doing this live. I'm messing up, but it's cool. But anyway, special shout out to the Cyber Nation. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there who's been following me for the last 5 years, almost 5 years now. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate each and every one of y'all for taking time out of your busy day to come by and kick it with me. You know what I'm saying? And like I always say, if you have a podcast, a vlog, live stream, hell, I don't care if you crochet, shit, get at me. And if you're down with the Cyber Nation, I'll promote you, man. You know what I mean? Teamwork makes the dream work. And like I always like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me, which equals we. And I am up out of this bitch. We gone.